Happy Monday, everybody. This podcast episode is being recorded on the day of. So, like, I usually pre-record these, but I just haven't been feeling good these past few days. And the week has been a source of a lot of stress for me. So today I decided to talk about what motivates me, and then hopefully later on you guys can share what motivates you. So let's get started without further ado. Welcome back to the Real Talk in the Life of Brit podcast, everybody. Welcome to anyone who is new. On this podcast, I talk about a lot of stuff me related, but hopefully things that interest you. I talk about motivation, strength, and all kinds of other attributes, and let you know, hopefully help you learn how to live your best mentally and physically healthy life in a positive manner. So today's topic is motivation. Now, there are all kinds of things that motivate you to do certain things or to say certain things or to act a certain way. And today, I'm going to tell you all about my motivations. Now, this may not be the full list of my motivations, but it'll be a good starting point. And hopefully, you can come up with some exercises that will help you learn or relearn what motivates you. And actually list it out for yourself to hear what or who motivates you. Or it could be anything, a person, place, or thing. It could be anything. Or even an idea. So let's get started. My number one motivation is God. He motivates me through His Word and the people, places, and things that He puts before me in my life. Secondly, my mom. She motivates me to work hard even when the odds are against me. And even when the odds are not always in favor of what I like to do. And my next motivation would be my dad, because my dad, even though my dad and I have had a lot of hard times, which I might explain on this podcast a long, long time later, but he motivates me to go actually get a job and take care of things around the house. And not just in the standard way that people, especially people in society, think that women should always work and, you know, make sure everything's clean and cooked and stuff like that. Like, even in this new age society where women are mostly out there working and men are pretty much working for themselves. But he motivates me to go get a job and make some money and help take care of the family and stuff like that. Third is my boyfriend. He motivates me to be strong, but also know my weak points, meaning, like, if I am always tough all the time, I'm going to hide my feelings. And it's not always good to do that, because then I would explode later. So that's a great motivation to have. The next one is my dog, Spirit. He motivates me to get outside every day and get my exercise in, because if you don't take him outside, he'll always lick you in the face and wake you up in the morning. So he's a motivation for that. Let's see. My next motivation is my health. And you guys might have similar motivation, because tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment. And I really do not want to go. And in my head, I'm thinking about all the excuses I'm going to make to cancel. Or maybe I'll just reschedule or something like that. That's happened before. But my health motivates me to just go and see what happens. And see what's going on and how healthy I am and stuff like that. So that's another motivation, my health. Let's see. I'm only going to give you guys a few of these, because I don't want to, like, I want to have room for more motivation topics later on down the road. But let's see. Another motivation that I have is my reward apps. Now, reward apps are apps where you can watch videos and make money, and or complete other tasks like surveys and special offers and things like that, downloading apps. That motivates me to get up in the morning and actually start my day off. And of course, that means a lot of screen time, but what do you do? So that's another motivation I have. Trying to think of a few more, because I want this to go to at least 10 minutes. And it's only 6 right now. A little past 6. I guess another one of my motivations. Oh, one that I forgot to mention, and I can't believe I forgot this person, because she is one of my biggest motivations. She's a role model to me, and I met her in the blind community. I'm not going to say her name, because I don't want any kind of, like, privacy issues breached here, but she is a role model of mine as well. It's this older lady in the blind community. She has multiple disabilities, and she's also an author. And I love her work. I've already read 2 of her books all the way through, and she's really inspiring. So, she motivates me to write and to become a writer and to do the very best that I can at whatever I do. And I think we're going to leave it with her and save the best for last, because I can't think of any other things to add to the list right now. But I'm going to be writing down more motivations. And for those I didn't get to, don't worry, there will always be a next time. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And when we come back, I'm going to do another little part to this. So when I come back, we're going to talk about some exercises that I think will be helpful for you to do to find your motivations and to make sure you keep them in your mind's eye all the time. Here are a couple different exercises that I think would help my listeners out there find their motivations and keep them in their mind's eye all the time. So, You may not always realize what your motivation is. And so it's a good idea to experiment with what you like. For example, if you know you like ice cream, try eating more ice cream. Don't necessarily, like, this isn't a healthy exercise, obviously, but in some ways it could be mentally stimulating for you. So eat ice cream and figure out what that ice cream motivates you to do. Or say you're with a friend and, you know, you have a lot of friends, but you don't know if they motivate you or not, because sometimes that has happened to people. That's happened to me before, where I've been around a lot of influential people and I didn't know they were a motivation until I sat down and thought about them. So think about your friend. Maybe even talk to your friend or friends and find out what you guys like to do together. And then maybe you'll discover what motivates you about them. And once you have those things, once you have your motivations in your mind, write them down. Usually it helps me to journal my thoughts down in a journal, or just a regular spiral bound notebook, or maybe even just a random sheet of paper, and you could stick it in a binder and make a book of motivations. Literally build your own book. They even have book building kits that you can get to build your book. So just make a book of motivations. You don't even have to write complete sentences. Just talk about, like, whatever comes to your mind. Like, this person motivates me to be safe, or this ice cream motivates me to pleasure myself every once in a while. Another way that I like to do things is, if you can't or just don't like to write, you can also record your journal entries. I currently use voice memos to record, like, at the most 25 minute audio journals. And that helps for a while, but of course my storage will run out. So what I'm going to start doing pretty soon is either using a VictorReader stream to record things, like using the SD card and recording a bunch of my stuff on there, or just getting a USB, getting a USB drive and just making recordings on Audacity on my computer and then saving it to that USB drive. That's another cool way. Or if you've got some other method, then use that. Whatever works for you. So audio journal entries are a great way, in my opinion, to record your thoughts down at the moment you're thinking them, because it doesn't do any good to record it a few hours later, because the thought's gone. The actual feeling behind it is gone. So it's always good to record whatever's going on at the time it's going on in your mind. So those are just a couple ways that you can get to know your motivations and keep them memorized. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, let me know what kind of name you guys would like to be called as future fans, because I would really love to get to know you guys better and to call you guys something that you'll be interested in. Now, I've heard some weird names over the years. I've heard chickens. I've heard lovelies. I've heard whoever's fans, like so-and-so's fans. I've heard the fan club. I've heard all kinds of things, but those just seem too bland for me. Those just seem too weird also. So let me know some good names that you guys have, and when I upload this to social media. You can comment and let me know, but I might do a Q&A with this question, so we'll see. Anyway, bye.